Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Friday, April 12th, 2024. The crypto market experiences over $800 million in liquidations over the last 24 hours. EigenLayer announces an unpause for its liquid staking token CAPS. Espresso Systems expands its testnet to run on 100 nodes. And Uniswap deploys on Blast. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. According to data from CoinGlass, over $878 million in crypto derivative positions has been liquidated in the past 24 hours. The surge comes amid a market sell-off earlier today, with Bitcoin dropping to a low of 65,000 and Ethereum falling to 3,190. Of the total liquidations, 784 million were from long positions, marking the largest liquidation event since March 5th, which saw just over $1 billion in liquidations. Ethereum's price is down by 8% over the past 24 hours, currently trading at $3,220 at the time of recording. The total crypto market cap has fallen by 6.5% from $2.7 trillion to $2.55 trillion. EigenLayer announced plans to unpause all liquid staking token deposit caps on Tuesday, April 16th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. EigenLayer supports deposits for 12 types of liquid staking tokens. The move follows the completion of a three-phase mainnet launch, which includes support for restakers, operators, and actively validated services. Previously in February, a 33% cap on restaking points for each LST category was imposed during the last deposit unpause. EigenLayer holds about 1.6 million ETH in LST deposits and 2.8 million ETH in native restaking deposits, totaling around 4.4 million Ether. EigenLayer's total value locked is over $13.5 billion. Espresso Systems is expanding its network to run on 100 node operators across six continents with its upcoming Cappuccino testnet launch. The testnet features a sequencing marketplace where rollups can auction sequencing slots and a BFT consensus finality layer that guarantees transaction immutability and rapid finalization on Ethereum Layer 1. Set to launch later this month, the Cappuccino testnet will be used to test a decentralized sequencing platform. The Espresso sequencer offers shared sequencing services, ensuring data availability and fast transaction finality for rollups. And lastly, Uniswap is now live on Blast, marking it as the ninth supported EVM-compatible chain on its DEX. Blast, which is an optimistic rollup that offers native yield, launched to mainnet in February and currently has a TVL of $1.5 billion, a decrease from the $2.3 billion worth of locked deposits held before its launch. Blast is also preparing for its token generation event scheduled for the second quarter of this year. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.